If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
What's this guy? He said he wanted him to call him back from yesterday. Hey, Raymond, on line three, what's going on?
Oh, yeah. Remember this guy?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Raymond, what's up?
What's up? What?
Hey,
what do we want?
Hey, JP, sorry to hear about your dad and stuff, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, no, I'll give you a little tidbit yesterday. My son at school said something about a girl's rear end. The girl did not hear it.
How old is your son?
He is in middle school, seventh grade.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And said something about a girl's rear end. The girl claims that she did not hear it. She said she never heard it, but all these friends went and told her. She went, you know, so all these friends went to the office. They called the girl in, you know, the victim. She said, I didn't hear it, but they're all paying.
The victim? Is that the word they're using?
I can't say the girl. Yes. They're using that in middle school. And then, so now my son's sitting in ISS for sexual harassment.
What did your son say exactly, Raymond? What did your son say?
Allegedly.
I don't think he said
allegedly,
rear end.
Allegedly, he said, I'm going to sit here and watch her booty while she goes upstairs. Goes up the stairs.
Oh, boy.
That's sexual harassment now?
Well, hold on.
But
so
the girl did not hear it. The girl, the victim.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
And right. I talked to the deputy at the school who's a male. The whole rest of the office is female. He said every boy and even most of the girls would be in ISS if they... for sexual harassment, if everything they said was reported and not heard by the victim. He said it's ridiculous.
What part of the story don't we know so far? Who did he tell it to? Who told on him? How loud was it? You know, who heard him?
It was some other kids. It's not his friends. I guess it's some friends of hers that heard it. But he, you know, they're not telling him because they all have these, like, things that the kids filled out, you know, statements for all these kids. But then the statement from the victim is that she did not personally hear it. It's just what was told to her, which is, you know, it's
okay,
just crazy.
So some kids overheard your son say, I'm going to watch her booty as she walks up the stairs, and he's getting in trouble for that. Whether she heard or not, that's what he's getting in trouble for. But she didn't hear, but that's what he's getting in trouble for.
So, now he's sitting in ISS for 3 days with sexual harassment, and now they have to contact Title IX, they said also.
What does that mean?
Because of the claim.
Title IX?
I thought it was cost of two, but they're saying they have to send a report into Title IX also.
What does that mean, though?
College stuff.
So
I don't know. Just I don't understand it either. So I just thought I'd put it out there and see if somebody else has heard about this. Or
is he an athlete?
He is not. No, it's just middle school. So there's no athletics there. You know, there's athletics, but just minor stuff, but nothing he plays in. He's more of a comedian, you know, all-around smart kid, but...
Let's tap Monica in on this one. So, Monica, is that sexual... So, if he's in seventh grade, he mumbles out, well, he says out loud, I'm just going to watch her booty walk up the stairs. Do you think that's harassment, even if she doesn't hear it?
No, I feel like it just needs to all come down seven... I feel like the adults are more offended than the kids at this point. What did the kid... Whoever heard it, was it a girl or a boy who heard him say that and reported it as sexual harassment?
They will not tell me that either. And the principal in the office called him a pervert to his face.
What?
Well, it's a little pervy, but.
Right. Really, see, and there
really
it is, putting the Y on the word, softens it up. It's a little pervy. He's not a pervert.
It's a little pervy, but it's completely natural in middle school age for a boy to look at a girl's booty or a boy to look at a boy's or girls to look at a girl's, whatever. It's natural. People are figuring stuff out. But if I just want to know who was offended. Who was offended that made this into such a big deal? Was it a girl who heard it, or was it the person he was talking about?
The girl who he said about was crying that she even came to the office to say something. You know, I guess it's all her friends made her go to the office. I'm thinking it's girls. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So it's just ridiculous. And now, you know, I'm waiting for the principal to call me back, because if the statement's true that the girl did not personally hear it, I need to say, you know, I want that label off his
Of course.
Just so you know, nobody, if he, okay, everybody relax.
Right?
It's not going on his permanent record. Some college is going to be like, oh, he said something about a girl's booty and not let him in. He's in seventh grade. Stop it. It's not there. Don't worry about it.
What's going to last longer?
I would get him out of in-school suspension, though.
Well, that's what I'm trying to, I'm working on that too, but the principal is not calling me back, so I got a feeling I'll be making a trip down to the school.
Yeah, he's not bending on that.
Okay, 2 days is enough, you know, ridiculous.
All right, good luck, brother. Keep us posted. That's wrong.
What's going on?
Does your son have any history with this stuff, Raymond? Nothing?
No, he makes teachers laugh. He listens to Mike Calta. You know, I don't let him listen to Drew. Drew's a little, you know, too, you know, sexual for his nature, but he is a hilarious kid. He's made teachers laugh ever since kindergarten. His timing, his one-liners, he's in theater. Right. He is hilarious.
Right.
You know, and just, you know, all the girls love him, who are not offended by him, you know, because he's just an absolutely funny kid, outgoing, you know, he's not, you know, a shy kid, and it's just, he's just a great kid, and he also plays on the lacrosse, and he's in theater, so go figure, you know?
That doesn't make it better saying something about a girl's ass. I mean, the bottom line is somebody got offended. Or it sounds like the girls decided, hey, wait, we better tell her, and she should go telling him because that's sexual harassment. I mean, is that how it went?
That's what it's sounding like to me.
Yeah, you better find out the facts for sure. I don't know.
But like I talked to the sheriff, the resource officer at the school, he goes, every kid in here, every boy and half the girls would be in ISS for sexual harassment. They got turned in for everything they said about another person's body part or any body part. You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to know everything your son has ever said, and none of us want to know everything our daughters have ever said.
Right.
I mean, just nobody wants to know what their kids are really, because think about yourself, what you used to say when your parents weren't around. No parent wants to know every comment.
Dude, I remember one time I had, as a teenager, I guess, or younger, I had learned, somebody had told me, a friend of mine who's 2 years older than me told me the C word.
Mm.
And I didn't know what it meant, so I said it at home in front of my mother.
No.
Whoa.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My father didn't even make it into the front door. Do you know what your son said?
You thought it was on the level of, like, jerk?
I don't know what it was. I just said something like a C or whatever it was, and my mother lost her mind.
Something happened like that with me. I was in the back seat. I remember, like, it was yesterday. I was in the back seat, and I don't know where I heard it. Shocker. Probably someone from my mom's friends or something. But I heard someone call someone else a jerk off. And so I'm thinking jerk, you know what I mean? Like that's a jerk and maybe it's an extra bad jerk or I don't know. So I'm innocently in the back seat and I, you know, like back in the day we weren't all strapped in or whatever. So
how
I like leaned, I was probably in like second or third grade or something. And so I like leaned up, you know, we weren't, like I said, strapped in. So I leaned up and I put my elbows on the back seat and the front seat, I mean, and like leaned in and looked up in her face. I'm like, hey mom, what's a jerk off? Like I just said it. And she smacked
she said,
me.
Let
in
me
the,
show you.
No.
She picked a random guy, pulled on his pants and just had at it. This is what.
No, she said hands on 15 bucks.
Yeah, Raj. You're just like that kid's son. Committed time.
Hey-o.
Zing.
Go ahead, Raymond. Let your son use that one and say that in school.
Yeah.
ISS for the rest of his life.
But when we were kids too, also, I remember specifically in middle school and all the girls were starting to wear bras and stuff. And I remember it was a thing. Once we were allowed outside for like a second, and it wasn't recess. We just kind of hung out or whatever. Mm. But it was the thing to do. The guys would snap the girls' bras, like, in the back, just run up to them and, like, snap it and then run. And the girls, like, were all like, I hope I get my bra snapped today. Like, you know what I mean? You're the cool one. If you get your bra. Oh, it was a thing. I'm like, and it was like fake, like, oh, I can't believe he did that. But then really it's like, score, I was the one he picked. You know what I mean?
Here's what I know. I did it to Barbara Campos, and she kicked me in the ding-ding. Really? Really?
What?
Really hard.
No.
Drop me. Shoes on, toe first. Whack. Right in the juice.
Shoes on, toes first. That's great.
Now, I'll never forget it. As long as I live, I'll never forget it. She was the girl. I think I told you about
Barbara
her.
Barbara Campoli?
Barbara Campos.
She
was the girl who just, you know, she had large. She was she developed very early.
Yeah.
So we were in maybe fifth grade or sixth grade, and she was like a full jacked up
bomber.
And you know, she was the one who got a period first and had to go down to the nurse's office. And
we had to go, Carol. Same thing.
You know, and everybody started putting up pictures of like the Japanese flag for the red dot. You know.
Oh
what I'm saying?
Man.
And, that's so rough. And I was just, you know, doing exactly what you just said, like the bra snap thing. And she turned around and kicked me in the nuts. I can tell you where I was in the playground. I was about 5 feet inside on the field where the track was right there. And she just cracked me right in the jewel bag.
You know, it's funny you bring that up because we always had the impression the girls were like, you know, I'll cut that out. But they weren't really saying cut that out because they did kind of like a Monica. That what you were saying is they kind of, you know, but also it was the sixth, seventh grade. It was still once in a while you chase the girls around, try to play tag, you know, that kind of stuff. It was
we
all like
that
little pervy
in, like,
stuff.
Younger though, like I remember in first and second grade playing catch 'em, kiss 'em, like it was nothing. And you know, you'd slow down for the cute boys and then you'd kiss them and run away. I mean,
oh, that's funny.
If that's what they're considering sexual harassment, just saying, I'm going to watch her booty. That's to me seems to me it's something. So we don't know something. Something's going on.
Right.
We had a young, very good looking teacher. She was maybe 24, 25 in sixth grade. And this kid, Bruce, went up and he was one of the older brothers. So he was like the wise ass. He was into Aerosmith in fifth grade, you know, that kind of stuff. So he went up. He has feathered back hair and he goes up and puts his arm around Miss Dye, the teacher. And he's like, we all love you, Miss Diane. Boom, snaps her bra strap. She had huge cans. Snaps her bra strap. And she, like, blushed and laughed. The whole class fell out of their chairs, of course. He never got in trouble. She let it go. She was very cool. She's like, and she explained it, you know, after being blushing and laughing, that she was pissed.
Oh, my God.
But I think she had to make it up. Right. I can't. The balls on him to snap the teacher's bra strap.
Yeah. He was the hero. See, like, that's the thing,
you know what? Being the guy who snapped the teacher's bra back in 1980 or 79 or whatever it was is the equivalent to the guy banging the principal.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It's like, you know,
he was always
saying?
The cool kid.
That was like banging the principal or the superintendent.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Terry is on line three. Terry, go ahead.
Hey, great show as always. Hey, Monica, I just wanted to ask your casual use of the word pervy in reference to that kid. Do you really believe that's a perverted thing for a healthy, red-blooded young boy to look at a girl's butt?
I don't think it's a bad thing. I just said it was a little pervy.
Okay, I just, you know, it just amazes me. I don't know why that would be perverted in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's natural. It's just a little pervy to, you know, I don't know the full story. Was he bragging to the person he was talking to, or was he just mentioning it?
A, don't say it out loud. B, if you're going to look, don't get caught looking.
Oh, dude,
then you look pervy.
He's in seventh grade.
I know, but that's what I mean. That's when you get that, hey, cut it out. That's just a little inappropriate, but it happens. Everybody knows it happens.
So you mean to tell me that girls don't talk to other girls about some guy?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, girls are worse.
Well, here's my question. Mm-hmm. Do you honestly think that they would have sent a girl down to the office and gave her instant suspension if she was talking about a guy's butt walking up the stairs? Not a chance in hell.
But hold on. You're leaving half of it out. Would the guy complain? That's the thing.
But this girl didn't complain.
Would whoever it is who overheard it, if I was that, you know, girl and I was walking upstairs and I was looking at a guy's butt and I said it to another girl and the guy's friends heard, would the guy's friends say
push him to go complain?
All I'm saying is if all
let's
were
make
equal,
it equal. Well, let's make it all equal then.
What I'm saying is if all were equal and a girl was talking about a guy's butt and somebody went to the principal, there's not a chance in hell that girl would have got
there's suspended. Not a chance in hell if we're making this equal that the person would have went to the principal.
Well, no, it's making the situations equal, Monica.
Right. You know she's saying the guys wouldn't have pushed the guy to go to the principal. Of course
probably
not.
Probably not. But if the situation was exactly
let's
equal.
Let's say it was, right?
Exactly equal. There's no way. There's no way. That's a double standard BS, Monica.
Things
even
have
if
changed.
It is.
Maybe it would have happened that way. Things have changed a lot where you're like, okay, this is what's going on now.
I kind of want the double standard because you guys get all of the double standards. You guys get all of them. Why don't we get one? Like, just give us one double standard. We got nothing.
Have fun bleeding from your hoo-ha.
So unfair.
You deserve that one. Sherman on line two. What's going on, Sherman?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I love the show. Listen, this kid's in a lot of trouble. We all know Title IX as like the equality and sports opportunities for females and all of that.
Okay.
Right.
Title IX deals with all sorts of sexual harassment issues. It's a federal thing. In fact, every school in the country has to have a Title IX coordinator. So when the principal said we may have to go Title IX, that is something that would stick on this kid's record the whole time. Yeah, it's a serious thing that he has to deal with, and he needs to advocate for his son, because I'm telling you, it's bad news. The way it works these days is horrible and one-sided. It'll look like he, whipped it out in front of somebody. About the booty in terms of the record. Just
hopefully these Title IX people don't have their head up their ass and just realize what the hell this is,
So, Sherman, are you getting that, the complaint against him could affect their Title IX money? Is that what these reports do, is maybe affect how much they get from the federal government, something like that?
If there's some proof of non-compliance,
yeah.
So that's why the Title IX coordinator may say, my hands are tied, I have to file a report on this, and that means the kid's got the record. So he's got to fight it before it gets that far.
Thanks, Sherman.
Yep, have a great day, guys.
Good luck to that kid. Don't say stuff like that out loud.
Okay.
Can you imagine? How many times would JP...
That's where the public's going, right? You can't say stuff. How many times about it? You say, ooh, don't even say that.
I'd have been taken
out. That's where everything's going.
I'd have been taken out in handcuffs, apparently.
Yeah, right? For real.
We used to grab the girls' asses. The girls used to grab our asses. Yeah. It was...
Not allowed.
Well, not now it's not.
No, we weren't then. No way.
Well, you were in old boys' school.
That was only high school, but I mean, seventh, eighth grade, we weren't allowed.
That would have been weird if it happened in high school.
We were on the buses with the girls. We couldn't grab their asses then. We would have gotten huge trouble. The bus driver,
whoever. But you went to Catholic school. I went to public school. Different ballgame.
Yeah.
But my wife's school, the high school that she teaches in, the guys, boys and girls, aren't allowed to hug each other a hello or give each other a kiss on the cheek in the hallway.
I am a robot.
Right, yeah.
I must not emote.
Right.
That's it.
That's where we're going.
Ugh.
Or somebody gets offended, that's where we're going. Horrible, you can't even high-five somebody, say hello. Hugs. Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
On 102.5 The Bone.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.